This dynamic message is brought to you by Redemption in Jesus with Marco Bravo.
Amen. All right, so let's have a look at the title of our series that we are busy with, which is Speaking in Tongues, and this is part three. And in part three, we are going to answer our third question, which is, what is the benefit of speaking in tongues? So remember, our aim was to answer three questions in this series. And so today we're going to answer our third question. But before we do that, let's take a look at our flagship scripture for this series. And so this comes from Mark chapter 16 and verse 17 from the King James translation. Jesus speaking here, and he says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Notice, all you have to do is believe. In my name, in other words, by his authority, because of his doing. So not because of our doing or our name or our authority, but his authority. In my name, he says, shall they cast out devils? And look at what it says next. They shall speak with new tongues. In other words, they will speak with a language that is new to them, that is different to the language they know, or the languages that they know. And so Jesus right there stated a gospel fact, a gospel truth, that you and I would speak in new tongues, and that his desire for us is to speak with new tongues, which is our heavenly language, as you know. So we need to remind ourselves that we don't have to speak in tongues. We get to speak in tongues. Amen. It's not something that anyone says you have to do or you don't have to do or this or that. We just get to speak in tongues. It's a privilege and an honor for us to speak in tongues. God has given us this wonderful grace gift so that we can experience more of what he has made available to us in and through Jesus, but also so that we can experience a better quality of life here on earth. Amen. And remember, I just said now that it's a grace gift. It's not a gift based on your merit, on your performance, on how good you are, and you know how much you do for God and this and that, and all those things are important, but that's not how God gives you that gift. He doesn't give it to you based on your merit or performance, religious performance that is. He gives it to you on the basis of his grace. What is grace? God's unmerited favor. In other words, you can never merit it. You can never work for it. You can never earn it. You can never deserve it. He gives it to you because he loves you. Why? Because he wants you to enjoy the benefits of this wonderful gift that he's given us, which is speaking in tongues. Amen. And so who is the one who qualifies us for this gift? It is Jesus himself. He's the one that qualified us. That's why he says, in my name. In other words, by me qualifying you, you will speak with new tongues. So we need to just embrace that. And you know, honestly, I know that it takes trust and confidence in God to be able to speak in tongues. But the honest truth is that when we do that, we see God just flood us with his presence, flood us with tongues, and he begins to work in and through us. Amen. And so the other thing too that we need to remind ourselves of is that tongues is more than just prayer. I know that in Christendom in general, when you mention tongues or you say you speak about tongues, most people just immediately have this picture that it's about praying. That, you know, we are to pray in tongues. We have to have prayer meetings for extended hours and in the mornings pray and all that. But the truth of the matter is that prayer is one of the things we get to engage in. Prayer is one of the things that we get to do in tongues. But tongues is not just for prayer, or tongues is not just prayer, or tongues is not just about prayer. I mean, that would be like, for example, I'm speaking to you in English now. Now, you may have a different language. You may speak Spanish. You may speak Afrikaans if you're from South Africa. Whatever language that you speak, we can never say English is just for prayer. Would that make sense? It wouldn't make any sense because that means that no one else is going to speak it unless they're praying. No, in English or Spanish or whatever language we speak, part of what we do with that language is pray. But we also communicate with others. We also speak to God with it. We also, you know, speak to ourselves. We use it to communicate and so forth. So we understand that English is a language that allows us to communicate, not just with God, but with everyone else. Well, you need to see tongues the same way. Tongues is not just about prayer. Tongues is not just for prayer. Tongues is something we get to speak in general, but the beautiful thing about it is that it's for us to communicate with God and God alone. Amen. But it isn't just for prayer. And so, you know, also the other thing too is that oftentimes people confuse tongues and the Holy Spirit. And they think that the Holy Spirit is just about tongues because he's the one that enables us to do it. But no, the Holy Spirit is more than that. That would be like someone saying about me that I'm just about preaching or teaching. No, there's a whole lot to me. There's a whole lot of things about my character, my personality. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a brother. I almost said I was a son, but I'm still a son. But there's more to me than that. And the honest truth is that in the same way, we can't confuse the Holy Spirit with just tongues. Some people think, well, you know, when you talk about filling of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit, it's this tongue thing. So no, that's part of where he helps us, part of what he helps us engage in. But that's not all who he is. There's more to him than that. Amen. And so in part one, just as a refresher, I want to just cover real quick what we spoke about in part one and part two, just because it's been 2 weeks since we last engaged in this. And as I said, I want to encourage you, go to our website and enjoy these messages and catch up. And it's a good thing to just watch them again to get those truths in our hearts. But in part one, we answered the question, our first question, what hinders one from speaking in tongues? We answered the first question and we had five answers, 5 points there. What hinders one from speaking in tongues? Well, firstly, a lack of understanding. And remember, we study these in detail and we gave scripture for every single one of these points. And I showed you from scripture how true that is. So firstly, is because of lack of understanding. They don't understand. And so it hinders them from speaking in tongues. Secondly, religious teaching and traditional beliefs. As you know, many religions take their own take, their own definitions. They interpret scripture the way that it suits them. And so this is why you'll have so many denominations and so many different views in Christendom where, you know, some people say, well, tongues died with the apostles. Tongues was just for the, you know, beginning of the church and so forth. But when you look at scripture and as we're studying in the series, it's more than that. And also then, of course, traditional beliefs. You know, some people say, well, you know what? My great-granddaddy didn't pray in tongues. My granddad didn't pray in tongues. My father didn't pray in tongues. So I'm not going to pray in tongues. And so they hold on to traditional beliefs. That's another thing that hinders people from speaking in tongues. The third reason is unbelief. Someone just doesn't want to believe. They just want to accept it. And so they just don't do it. The fourth reason is that the belief that tongues is not for everyone. And of course, as we have seen, it is for everyone because it's a grace gift. Everyone is entitled to it. Everyone has been pre-qualified by Jesus and the finished work of the cross to speak in tongues. Amen. And so, and then lastly, what hinders one from speaking in tongues is the belief that one has to reach a certain level of spirituality before they can speak in tongues. In other words, somehow they are led to believe that they have to reach some form, some level, some depth of spirituality before they can actually speak in tongues. And as we have seen in the series, that's not the case. The minute you and I receive salvation in Jesus, we are ready to receive the wonderful gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as we have seen, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now you may say, well, why? Why do I want to speak in tongues? Why is that something necessary for me? I mean, it seems weird. It seems like a lot of gibberish. It seems like a strange thing that people do. And yeah, I agree with some views. Some Christians just take it to a crazy extreme. They make Christians look like they are, for the lack of a better word, nut jobs or nut crazies, whatever that word is. And yeah, I mean, there's people that, you know, express themselves in different ways. But the honest truth is, this is a wonderful grace gift. It's a holy gift. It's a precious gift. And I'm so glad that God gives it to us. I value it in my life more than so many things in my life, as I've shared with you through the series. And so that was the answer to our first question. And then in our part two, we answered the second question, which is, what is speaking in tongues? And we gave 3 points there with scripture, with some study. And so firstly, speaking in tongues is a divine language given to us by God for our benefit. So he knows that because of the fall, because of sinfulness, because we live in a fallen world, we are going to need an advantage, not only spiritually, which will also translate into our natural life, of course. And that's why he gives us a divine language, he himself, so that we can benefit from it. Secondly, what is speaking in tongues? It is a divine language spoken by our spirit, not by our intellect, not by our mind, not by our feelings or emotions, but by our spirit, who we really are at the end of the day. When we die and leave this earth, we leave this body, we leave our mind and all those things, but our spirit lives on because our spirit is eternal. And so it comes directly from our spirit. So it is a divine language spoken by our spirit directly to God and only understood by God. Remember, I showed you that from scripture. And so it is a language that God has given us to communicate with him directly. It's like having a direct line with God in a very special, unique language so that only he understands. Therefore, he's able to receive what comes from our hearts and answer our prayers when we pray in tongues, but also when we speak in tongues, he's able to, you know, give us whatever or express whatever it is that we are speaking about. And then thirdly, what is speaking in tongues? Tongues serve as evidence of the infilling, or you could say the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As you know, every believer has two experiences with the Holy Spirit. Many in Christendom have only had the first one. When you and I receive salvation in Jesus, it is the Holy Spirit who comes into our hearts and makes salvation in Jesus real to us. He causes our spirit to be reborn so that we no longer relate to fallen Adam, sinful Adam. We relate now to Jesus, resurrected Jesus, perfect Jesus. And so he gives us that new birth experience when we receive salvation in Jesus. That's the first experience with him. The second experience, which is a distinct experience, is the infilling or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And evidence that that happens to you is speaking in tongues. So that's what tongues is. And so we've covered that in those two parts. Now today, we are going to answer the third question, which is, what is the benefit of speaking in tongues? Amen. And of course, we want to know, what is the benefit of speaking in tongues? We've already covered what hinders some, so we can remove those hindrances. We've covered what speaking in tongues is. Now we need to know, what is the benefit of speaking in tongues? In other words, why do I need to speak in tongues? Why is it so important? Why is it that God gave us this so that we can enjoy it, so that we can experience it? What is it? What is it that it does for us? What is it that we can experience as a result of speaking in tongues? And so remember, I keep referring to it as speaking in tongues because most people sadly confuse it with just prayer. And remember, as I said, that's part of it, but that's not what it is. Tongues is in general like a language. You can do a number of things in tongues, not just pray. And so now, before we answer that question, what I want to do is I want us to take a quick look at the benefit of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Why do you need to be filled with the Spirit? Why do you need to have that second experience with the Holy Spirit? Why do you need to be baptized, as some say, with the Holy Spirit? Scripture says that. So why is it that we need the Holy Spirit in our lives? Why do we need that second experience? Well, the first reason is because the Holy Spirit reveals truth to us. and he gives us guidance, and he glorifies Jesus in us. Jesus said, I am going, but I'm going to send someone just like me, talking about the Holy Spirit. And he says, he will reveal truth to you, and he will guide you, and he will help you understand who you are and what you have in Jesus, which is what he means by he will glorify me. Amen. Let's have a look at some scripture to back that up. John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14 from the Amplified Translation. This is now Jesus speaking. And he says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, see, the Spirit of truth, comes, watch this, he will guide you into all truth. So if you're interested in knowing truth about God, not what religion says, not what legalistic teaching says, not what anyone else says and how they've decided to interpret scripture, if you want to know what the truth of God is, then it's the Holy Spirit who will guide you into truth. This is why we need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. He says, full and complete truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. In other words, he will help us understand gospel truth. He will help us understand who we are and what we have in Jesus. And it says, he will disclose to you what is to come. So he's also going to tell you things about the future, specifically with regards to you as well. It says in the future, 14, he will glorify and honor me. See, because that's what the gospel is all about, redemption in Jesus. Because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. Praise God. So you can see from that the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals truth to us. He's the one that gives us guidance, and he's the one that helps us understand who we are and what we have in Jesus. In other words, why did Jesus die for us and as us? Why did he need to redeem us? Because we were born into sin through fallen Adam. But praise God, in Jesus, we were forgiven, and therefore we can be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so that's the first reason. I mean, if that doesn't convince you that we need to have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you can see from this is that if you've not experienced the infilling of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't make you less saved. It doesn't make it mean that you're not going to heaven or anything like that. It just means you're missing out on something. And I mean, I think of myself as a dad, having life experience that I have, and you know, going through certain things in my life, I want to impart those things to my daughter and, you know, guide her and help her understand certain consequences, certain blessings of certain choices. Why? Because I want the best for her. I want her to enjoy a better quality of life than I did. And so, you know, that's me as a natural dad. Imagine how much more God is toward us. That's why he gives us the Holy Spirit. That's why he wants us to enjoy and have the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Another benefit of having the infilling of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit himself teaches us the gospel truth. And he reminds us of God's word. I mean, that's powerful stuff, don't you think? Here it is in John chapter 14, verse 26 from the Amplified Translation. Jesus, again speaking here, he says, but the helper, notice he's called the helper. Why? Because he helps us. Comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby. In the original Greek, this is all that this word encompasses. So he helps you, he comforts you, he advocates for you, he helps you intercede, intercedes, he counsels you, he strengthens you, and he's there with you, backing you up. I mean, why would you not want the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Now, if you don't have the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, it doesn't mean that you don't enjoy these things. But those things can be amplified, because when you are filled, these things are amplified to wonderful, wonderful dimensions. Then he says the Holy Spirit. So, you know, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. So having the Holy Spirit is like having Jesus. That's what he's saying. He will teach you, there it is, he will teach you all things. Now, you know, that's talking about the gospel first and foremost, but also about life. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I told you. So Jesus is saying he will help you remember the gospel truth, what it means to be in Jesus and to be redeemed by Jesus and to enjoy the benefits of the wonderful finished work of the cross. Amen. So if you think about it, and of course, speaking in tongues amplifies those truths, those things. But there are two reasons why every believer should crave, should expect, and should really just cry out to God, if you will, to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, because these things are amplified so much more through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now that we've seen, you know, the benefit and the importance of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, let's now answer our third question. What is the benefit of speaking in tongues? I'm going to give you six things. Of course, there's more than that, but because of time, we're going to just look at six of these things. What is the benefit of speaking in tongues? Why would you want to speak in tongues? Why do I speak in tongues? Why is it so important for us to speak in tongues? What does God say about that? Well, the first reason is that by praying in tongues, we're able to pray perfectly. Imagine being able to pray the perfect prayer every single time. I mean, that would be a miracle for some. But the truth of the matter is that Scripture shows us that when we speak in tongues and when we engage in prayer with our tongues, in tongues, we pray the perfect prayer. Why? Because it's a divine language that only God understands. And as we've seen in part two, the Holy Spirit searches our hearts, pulls out those things that are deep within us, and He prays those things in that language. So even though we cannot express it, even though we're not able to formulate it in our minds, the Holy Spirit through tongues expresses it perfectly to God. And God is able to receive that and quite honestly do something about it for us. Amen. And so by speaking in tongues, by praying in tongues, we pray the perfect prayer. Let's have a look at some scripture here to back that up. 1 Corinthians 14:14. Paul says here, "For if I pray in a tongue," so notice he uses tongues to pray. That means that prayer is not just tongues, or tongues is not just about prayer. He says, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays," we know this already, "but my understanding is unfruitful." So in other words, we are praying from our spirit, meaning that we are praying a perfect prayer because our spirit is perfect. It is perfect in Jesus. We may not feel like it. We may look at our body and our mind and our soul, which is different to our spirit, and we may think we're not, but in truth, we are in spirit. If we receive salvation in Jesus, we're perfect in spirit, just like Jesus is. And so when our perfect spirit prays, it's praying the perfect prayer. That's what we see there. And then when we go to Romans chapter 6, verse 26 and 27, I'm going to read this one from the Passion Translation. Watch what it says. "And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness." So the Spirit, the Holy Spirit helps us where we fail short, where we fall short. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. And I mean, think about it. Who of us can say in the known language that we speak, whatever our mother tongue is, who of us can say that you have prayed the perfect prayer every single time? Most times, I know me personally, when I pray in English or Spanish or whatever language I pray in, that I know, I don't always have the sure confidence that I prayed the way I should have prayed or needed to pray. But here, and that's what this is talking about. It's saying the Holy Spirit comes in to help us pray, and I'm going to add this and you'll see it, the perfect prayer, because in and of ourselves and in the language we know, we really cannot. Then it says, "But the Holy Spirit," watch this, "rises up within us," you see, because of the infilling, "the super intercede," to super intercede on our behalf. There it is. How does he do that? In tongues. "Pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words." That's describing tongues right there. Verse 27. "God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings. Yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us," wow, "His holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny." Notice, in perfect harmony with God's plan and His destiny for us. So you can see from that, what is the benefit of speaking in tongues? First and foremost, is so that we can pray the perfect prayers. Because by using our tongue that we speak in to pray, so as we pray in tongues, our spirit prays, the Holy Spirit helps us, and we pray the perfect prayers. So we don't have to try and figure out, God, you know, what is it that you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you want this done? Just pray in the Spirit. And it says we will pray in harmony with His plan and destiny. And God, He will also reveal it to us over time. So that's the first reason why, or that's the first benefit for praying, for speaking in tongues, is to use it in the sense of prayer. The second reason, the second benefit for speaking in tongues is that we are built up and encouraged. Have you ever felt down? Have you ever felt maybe like borderline depression, anxiety, just not feeling happy, just down, just life has got to you? Well, you can be built up through speaking in tongues. And of course, it will bring encouragement to you. Let me show you this from 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and the first part of verse 4. It says, one who speaks. Now notice, this is not the praying part. This is the speaking part. One who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. What does it mean to edify? It comes from the word edifice, which is a high-rise building, a tall building that we normally see downtown. He says, one who speaks in a tongue builds himself up. In other words, he goes higher and higher. Look at how the Passion Translation puts that same portion. The one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress. Look at that. I mean, I love the way they translate that. And I've looked at the original language, by the way. It's pretty accurate. The one who speaks, this is not talking about prayer. This is talking about just speaking, speaking throughout the day, speaking in the car, speaking while you're doing the dishes, speaking while, you know, you're just doing something mundane. The one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress. And when your spirit progresses, you're built up. That's what that means. Amen. Powerful stuff, wouldn't you agree? And so here's another one from Jude, and this is verse 20. There's only one chapter in Jude, as you know. Jude 1:20, let's say, from the Passion, watch this. But you, my delightfully loved friend, so he's speaking to believers, constantly and progressively build yourselves up, watch this, on the foundation of your most holy faith. How? By praying every moment in the Spirit. How do we pray in the Spirit? In tongues. So notice he says here, constantly and progressively build yourselves up by praying in your heavenly tongue. So you can see from that that there is another wonderful benefit of speaking in tongues. This is that you are built up, you are caused to rise. You know, sadly today in our society and even in Christendom, people, when they face life, when they face tragedies, when they face situations, what is the first thing they have a tendency to do? Go seek help, you know, from a psychologist and a therapist. I'm not saying that's bad. It's fine. You know, that or go to pills or go to medication, anti-anxiety, this and that. And I'm not knocking anyone down for doing that. But what I'm saying to you is that there's a higher power here. There is a better way here, which is speaking in tongues. Speak as you're walking along. Speak as you're just doing something. Speak throughout the day, because by doing that, you are advancing your spiritual progress. You are building yourself up. I know that in the last 2 weeks, with the loss of my mom, it's been really hard for me. And you know, it's been even harder not being able to be there when I needed to be there. I promise you, I tried everything I could. But it's been hard. And I'm telling you, Helena and Gabby went, so I've been here on my own. And praise God for your love and everything else. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy that likes to deal with stuff like that on my own anyway. But the point is that every moment I've been able to pray in the Spirit, not pray, but yes, pray too, but speak in tongues has been so wonderful. That's literally what I feel like I've been doing the whole time, just speaking in tongues. And I have seen God just build me up, just lift me up. I've not had to need to turn to medications, to this, to that fix or anything like that. No, it's the Holy Spirit who builds us up. Amen. And so I speak to you from, I'm sharing with you from experience, and I'm saying it's a wonderful benefit that God has given us with the speaking in tongues. You build yourself up and you are encouraged. Thirdly, the third benefit of speaking in tongues is that by speaking in tongues, we find rest and refreshing. Have you ever felt on edge, anxious, concerned, worry, anxiety? Well, speaking in tongues will help you find rest that is beyond your understanding, and it will refresh your soul. It will help you just get rid of all the junk that's going on inside you with thoughts, with feelings, with emotions. I know that many times, and as you know, as a church now, we're in the midst of a strange season. But in the midst of that, you know, speaking in tongues helps us find rest and refreshing. So you may be facing certain things. I know that in the last 2 weeks, as I said, I have faced just one of the worst times of my life. And speaking in tongues has helped me find rest and refreshing. Let's have a look at some scripture. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 21 and 22, the first part of verse 22. Now the context here is tongues. Watch this real carefully because I'm going to show you something powerful here. The context here is tongues, okay? So Paul here, inspired by the Lord, of course, he says, in the Lord is written, with men of other tongues and other lips, I will speak to this people. So he's speaking here prophetically about our time. And he says that there will be people who will speak another tongue, other tongues, and other lips. In other words, this is something unknown to you. This is a different kind of language. It's talking about tongues. I'll prove that to you in a moment. And yet, for all that, they will not hear me, says the Lord. Isn't it sad? So in other words, there's going to be people like me preaching about speaking in tongues and talking about tongues and the importance of tongues and why God wants you to have tongues. And yet some will just not hear. Then he says in the second part of 22, therefore, watch this. Now this, therefore, what does therefore mean? Therefore is a conjunction. In other words, this is part of the same context. In other words, because of what I've just told you about how God is going to use someone speaking a different tongue with different lips, and yet people are not going to listen. He says, therefore, tongues. Now you can see the connection is tongues. The context is tongues. Tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. So what this is showing us here, that when we speak in tongues, it makes the unbeliever wonder, what is this? And also shows us that it's God's way of reaching out to them. Now you may say, well, what does this have to do with finding rest and refreshing? Now what you've just seen there, what I've just shown you there, Paul here is quoting from the book of Isaiah chapter 28. And so let me take you to Isaiah 28 to show you what context Paul is talking about here and what he's saying about tongues, okay? So here it is, Isaiah 28, verse 11 and 12. It says, for with stammering lips, that looks like tongues, isn't it? Because that's what my lips do when I speak in tongues. My lips stammer. And another tongue, he will speak to this people. So you can see, Paul was quoting this. Then watch what it says next in the same context. To whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. In other words, prophetically speaking, Isaiah probably had no clue what he was prophesying here, but we understand it now because Paul just connected it to tongues. And so we understand here that it's saying that by speaking in tongues, God says, is how rest comes to us and how refreshing comes to us. And yet it says those people would not receive it. In other words, they'd rather be anxious, they'd rather be on edge, they'd rather be worried about life instead of just speaking in tongues and finding that rest and refreshing. Wow, pretty awesome. So that's another benefit of speaking in tongues. Here's the fourth benefit of speaking in tongues. Through tongues is the best form, or should I say through tongues, the best form of praise, of worship, and thanksgiving to God is expressed. Have you ever tried, you feel just so moved so grateful. You want to praise God. You want to worship Him. And you want to give Him thanks just for giving you breath, for whatever. You just want to thank Him for coming through for you, for just being God, protecting you. But, you know, our words in our natural languages fail us to do that. I mean, we can do it as best as we can. But to really bring it out from our hearts and from our spirit, the Holy Spirit through tongues help us do that. So if you want to praise God the ultimate way, in the most ultimate manner, then do it in tongues. Praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Let me show you this from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, the second part of 15 to 17. Watch this. Paul speaking here about tongues, okay? And he says, I will sing with the Spirit. In other words, I'm going to sing in tongues. So we can pray in tongues, we can sing in tongues. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. So what he's saying there is that I will sing in tongues, but I will also sing in the language I understand. Then he says, otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, so notice when you speak in tongues to God, you are blessing God with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks? So notice, in tongues, he's giving thanks. So here he's spoken about praising, he's spoken about worship, and now he says giving of thanks. Since he does not understand what you say. For you indeed, watch this, give thanks well, but the other is not edified. So what is Paul saying here in this portion? What he's saying is that when you are in a church meeting, sing in the Spirit, sing in tongues, but also sing in a language you understand. Bless in the Spirit, but also bless in the tongue that you understand. Otherwise, those who are not filled with the Spirit, who are not even saved, they're going to wonder, what is this all about? And it may just freak them out. And he says, you are giving God thanks well in the Spirit, but for the sake of those who don't understand it, don't know what's going on, also do it in a language that you understand. But the point that I want to draw out to you here is to notice that there is singing, which is praise, which is worship, bless, which is worship, and there is giving thanks well. And he started off by saying it is in tongues, in the Spirit. So I know oftentimes, and I mean, you know, just being grateful for certain things that God does for us, just being grateful for who He is to us. You want to express it to Him in the most awesome way. I do that. You know, when I have my prayer time and I'm speaking to God, sometimes I just break out in praise and worship and thanksgiving. And I just say what I can in the language that I understand. But then I begin to just let my spirit just speak in tongues. And, you know, it's so weird, but you can sense you actually praising, worshiping, and giving God thanks well, as He said. So that's another benefit of speaking in tongues. Then the fifth benefit that I want to share with you today about speaking in tongues, this is that speaking in tongues helps us receive divine revelation. I know oftentimes I've had people say, and praise God, you know, I say this humbly, I can't take the glory for it, it is God, but I'm so glad that He uses me. But many people have said, you know, oh, what a great teacher that you are, there's such an awesome anointing of teaching on you, and you know, where did you get that revelation? I've had people say to me before and reach out to me and say, where did you get that, who did you get it from? I guess I should take insult to that, because what they're saying is, I don't have the capacity to get revelation. But whatever it is, you know, but so many times in teaching and preparing and just studying, I know that God helps, is the one who gives me the revelation. And it's the Holy Spirit who helps me receive revelation. Oftentimes, you have no idea how long, and it's not because of time or anything. It's not. I'm not trying to be braggadocious here. Please don't misunderstand this. But I speak in tongues for a long time and just regularly, randomly all over the place as I prepare for messages, because I want to receive divine revelation. You're wondering about something about your life. You're wondering about things to come. You're wondering how things are going to work out. What is God going to do here for me? How's this happening? What is going to happen here? You want to know things. Well, speaking in tongues will help you receive divine revelation. Let me show you this from Scripture. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 18 and 19. He says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Now, Paul wasn't bragging here. He was actually challenging them to speak in tongues more. And what he's saying is that right now, as it is as a church, If God puts together how much you all speak in tongues, I speak way more than all of that. So he's encouraging them to speak more in tongues, like we are in the series. And he says, I think, but also Paul is pointing out to us how important it was for him to speak in tongues, that he spoke it all the time. He says, and I think, my God, I speak in tongues more than you all. Yet in the church, I would rather speak five words with my understanding, watch this, that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. So what he's saying is that in a corporate environment, in a corporate situation, in other words, in a church gathering, he's saying, well, first of all, he's saying, I do speak in tongues a whole lot. He says, but yet, when I'm in a church meeting, I'd rather say five words in a language that everyone will understand than 10,000 words in a tongue. Why? Because the church situation is for me to speak what people understand so that I can teach them also. Now, here's what I want to highlight to you here. Notice he says, that I may teach others. What is that next word? Also. Now, if you look at this in context, you'll think, also, what is he talking about also? This is the first time he's mentioned teaching. Well, that's because what he is revealing to us here in the context of speaking in tongues, apparently what we are seeing here is that God taught him as he spoke in tongues, and therefore he, as a result, shared that revelation or with others. That's what he's saying. You see, also here implies that, let me put it this way, this is in essence what he's saying. As God teaches me when I speak in tongues, in other words, as he gives me divine revelation when I speak in tongues, so will I teach you in the language that you understand. That's what he's saying. So in other words, he shows us here that divine revelation comes to us as we speak in tongues. And that's, I know that firsthand from my life. I speak in tongues, God gives me revelation, I pen it down, and then I share it with you, and there it is. It was the result of speaking in tongues. It was divine revelation. Amen. Here's another portion that shows us the same thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 6. He says, my dear friends, what good is it if I come to you always speaking in tongues? But if I come with a clear revelation, look at that, from God, or with insight, or with a prophecy, or with a clear teaching, I can enrich you. Notice he's saying all that in the context of speaking in tongues. And he says, what is it going to help if I come and I get up on stage, they put the microphone on me, not that they had microphones in those days, but he just starts speaking in tongues. He says, how's that going to benefit you? How's that going to enrich you? No, he says, what I'd rather do is what I have received in tongues, as I spoke in tongues, God gave me divine revelation, and what I come to you with is that revelation from God, which came as a result of speaking in tongues, because he connects it to tongues. And he says, and that revelation has insight, it has prophecy, and it has clear teaching, which enriches you. That's what he's saying. Pretty powerful stuff, isn't it? And so we can see from here that speaking in tongues helps us receive revelation. There's been often times where I read a passage, a portion of scripture, and I've had a hard time understanding it. I've tried to reason it out. I've looked at commentaries. I've looked at what others have to say, and it just doesn't make sense. Then I engage in speaking in tongues and trust God to reveal it to me. And before you know, revelation comes. But not just that, I'm also able to teach it clearly with insight, with prophecy, with clear teaching. It's by the grace of God, and it's God. Amen. And so that's another wonderful benefit of speaking in tongues. You see, the tongues that he spoke were expressed as clear revelation, insight, prophecy, and teaching in a language that they understood. That's what he's showing us there in that portion. All right, the sixth benefit of speaking in tongues is that speaking in tongues helps us overcome adversity. It helps us overcome hardship. When we are faced with a wall, when we are faced with hard times, when we are faced with trying times, and we think to ourselves, how are we going to get through this? How is this going to happen? And you need encouragement, but also you just need help overcoming this adversity. Well, Speaking in tongues will do that. I know that when I got the news that night, and just minutes before my mom breathed her last, she spoke to me. And I don't want to get into that because I'm still emotional about that. But man, right after that, we got the news. And I'm telling you, I had my moment. I had my cry. It was more than a cry. I shouldn't speak about it. I don't want to get there. But I just began to speak in tongues. I just spoke in tongues, crying, whatever was going on. And you know, we're still overcoming, but it just helped me so much. There's been times in my life when Helena, Gabby, and I have faced real trying times. Financially, we faced, and you know, those things are always there. But whenever we face those things, whenever we face situations, whenever we get a report saying, you know, you've got this, you've got that, you know, just to do with my voice, for example, for months, there was this struggle. And I just said, Lord, I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to speak in tongues because I need to overcome this adversity. And he's been so good. He's been so good. And so whatever it is that you may be facing, whatever hardship, adversity, speaking in tongues will help you overcome that. And let me show you this now from this portion. Most people wouldn't expect to get this revelation from this portion, but I want you to see it in the context of speaking in tongues, because when we speak in tongues, like any other language that we speak, we're using our tongue. Without a tongue, we cannot speak. So there's power in the tongue. So when I refer to the tongue, and when scripture refers to the tongue, it's talking about the power of speaking, because we speak in tongues. So whatever you're going to see here now, it's in the natural context, but I want you to see it in the sense of speaking in tongues. Because if our tongue can do this in the natural sense, then it can also do it in the supernatural sense for good for us. It will help us overcome adversity. Watch us now from James chapter 3, verse 3 to 6, from the Passion. He's talking about the power of speaking here. He says, horses have bits and bridles in their mouths so that we can control and guide their large body. You know, you take a horse, and specifically a wild horse, and even a broken horse, but if you don't put a bridle and a bit in its mouth, there's no way you're going to control that animal. And it's a powerful animal. And so he says here, we put bits and bridles in the mouths so that we can control and guard their large body. So no matter how strong they are, how bigger they are than us, they are, how much faster they are than us, with that simple bit and bridle, we have full control of that animal, that powerful animal. Then he says in verse 4, and the same with mighty ships. Now, you know how big ships are. Though they are massive and driven by fierce winds, yet they are steered by a tiny rudder at the direction of the person at the helm. Now, you know yourself, ships are huge. We have ships where you can have planes land on. There's just, I mean, you look at these cruise ships, they are bigger than most natural hotels that we have on land. And yet it says here, it's one tiny little rudder at the back of the ship that makes it go where we want it to go, even if the winds are blowing against it. So the point here that he's setting us up here is to show us the power of speaking, the power of using our tongue to speak. And in our context here, speaking in tongues, okay? So when we speak, we can control, no matter how strong a situation is, how powerful, more powerful than us it may seem, we can control it. Then no matter how big a situation is, how everything seems to be blowing, coming against it, we can control the situation. That's what he's setting us up here for. Then he says in verse 5, notice and, which is a conjunction. In other words, this is all in context. And so the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. In other words, your words, the words you speak, are able to help you overcome adversity, difficult situations, no matter how strong they may seem, how incontrollable they may seem, how big they are, how everything seems to be going against it like those winds. It says your tongue, even though it's a small part of your body, it is able, it has great power. Then he says, just think of how a small flame can set a huge forest ablaze. I mean, in California, we've had these huge fires, and in some cases, they found that it was just someone who just threw out an unfinished cigarette out of their window, and before you know, the whole neighborhoods are burned down and destroyed. And this is what this is saying. Then it says in verse 6, and the tongue is a fire. It can be compared to the sum total of wickedness and is the most dangerous part of our human body. Those of us who have been hurt by someone's words know what that fully means. Isn't that so? And that's all of us. We've all been hurt by someone, what someone said. Then it says, it corrupts the entire body and is a hellish flame. It releases a fire that can burn throughout the course of human existence. In other words, words that we speak can affect our entire destiny and life. That's pretty powerful. I mean, there's so much teaching in that. But what we see in all of this is that Paul the Apostle, James is addressing here, and he's saying the tongue is a small thing, but it has such great power. In other words, the words you speak are so powerful, they can affect your body, they can affect your destiny, they can affect others, and also they can control situations no matter how huge, strong they may seem. And you know, there's so many lessons from this, and there's a whole teaching on its own here. But you know, I always say, and praise God that my mom taught me that, you know, to look at the glass half full, not half empty, to believe in myself and not speak negative things over myself, even though the thoughts come, never, never be your own worst enemy. And you can do that with your words. Oh, you know, I'm just not good at that. Oh, I don't know. I'm just, you know, people say I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed or this or that. No, those words are destructive because what comes out of our mouths is destructive. In other words, the lesson we see here is that we need to use our words for our benefit, for good, not to destroy us, because they can. That's how powerful they are. But in the context of speaking in tongues, because it's the same tongue that has been used to speak in our heavenly language, in other words, when we do that, it helps us overcome adversity, because as we speak in tongues, we're speaking perfect prayers, we're speaking perfection with God, and we are speaking good things into our lives. So speaking in tongues helps us overcome adversity. Amen. There's so much more that I want to say there, but I know that we're out of time, so I'm going to stop it right there. Praise God. So in summary, let's just real quick have a look at the question we've answered. What is the benefit of speaking in tongues? We've seen six things. Firstly, by praying in tongues, you pray perfectly. Secondly, by speaking in tongues, you are built up and encouraged. Thirdly, by speaking in tongues, you find rest and refreshing. Fourthly, through tongues, the best form of praise, of worship, and thanksgiving is expressed. Fifthly, speaking in tongues helps you receive divine revelation. And lastly, sixthly, speaking in tongues helps you overcome adversity. Amen. Praise God. Why would anyone not want these benefits and these wonderful things that can be done only by speaking in tongues, only with the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Now, I know that initially I said this would be a three-part series, but I know that you church family who know me, it's subject to change. We are going to have one more part. I want to add a supplemental part to this, a part four, which I'll share with you next week. And in that, I want to answer one question that is often asked in Christendom about tongues. And it's something that seems to cause some people to stumble. So I'm going to address it real quick and show you scripture. But more than that, you know, of course, after listening to this three-part series, someone who doesn't speak in tongues, someone who has not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, maybe wondering, okay, it's wonderful that you've shown me, you know, what hinders people, one, from speaking in tongues, what tongues is, and now you've shown me the benefits, but how do I get it? Help me get it. How do I receive it? Well, we need to do that. And so we'll do that next week. I'm going to just share with you just some practical things. I'm going to share with you how I received it, how I've seen others receive it, how I help others receive it. And I believe it's going to help you receive that wonderful gift God has given us and experience it. Why? Because speaking in tongues is a wonderful supernatural gift of God. Amen. And He gives it to us for our benefit. Why? Because He wants us to experience and enjoy a greater quality of life here on earth. Amen. And so I'm going to share that with you next week. So don't miss next week. Amen.
We trust you were blessed by this message. For more resources and to support our ministry, please go to redemptioninjesus.com. www.redemptionandjesus.com.